exciting adventures of Flash Gordon. Grove's Emulsified Nose Drops bring to your radios the further interplanetary adventures of Flash Gordon. It is the same daring and resourceful Flash Gordon whose exploits have held you spellbound in the newspaper. Now through your loudspeaker every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at this same time, travel with Flash Gordon, Dale Arden, and Dr. Zarkov to the lost continent of Atlantis on the ocean's floor. Yielding to the plea of Count Alexov, Secretary of Foreign Affairs, that Atlantis must have additional supplies of copper for its electrical machines, Flash Gordon, Emperor of Atlantis, agrees to visit the Empress Luana, ruler of the land of Titans, a savage race whose empire contains many copper mines. Although warned that this visit may mean death at the hands of the murderously jealous Titans, Flash refuses to be shaken from his determination and persuades Grego to accompany him. Will they be successful in obtaining from the Empress Luana the treaty which means progress or collapse for the civilization of Atlantis? Can they pass safely through the many strange and terrible dangers the journey must mean? Well, in a moment, we shall see. Will you boys and girls get a pleasant surprise when you try Grove's Emulsified Nose Drops? They're entirely different from the nose drops you have been taking. These nose drops don't make your nose burn and smart. They don't run out of your nose either and make you all messy. No siree. Grove's Emulsified Nose Drops are nice and mild, and they stay put in your nose. They look and feel like so much fresh cream rather than nose drops. Why, you never think of them as medicine at all. Yet they do a grand job in treating any head cold or nose cold. Suppose you ask Mother to let you try Grove's Emulsified Nose Drops. You can get them at your drugstore. Now back to Flash Gordon. Although warning Flash that the visit to the land of Titans may mean death, Grego, nevertheless, goes bravely about the preparations for their departure.
Well, Grego, everything's in readiness, Flash. The court jewelers have packed a jewel casket with priceless gifts to the Empress Luana. The finest horses in the stables have been hitched to our chariots.
Chariots? We're going to ride in chariots?
Yes, for very good reasons. We could reach Luana's empire in a few hours in a rocket plane. But the civilization of the Titans is far behind that of Atlantis, and they're insanely jealous of it. To visit there in a rocket plane would mean to invite instant destruction.
I see. But by going in chariots, we make a friendly gesture to them. It may stand us in good stead. Yes, that's a good idea.
Flash, this is going to be dangerous. Desperately dangerous.
We've gone all over that before. Our mind's made up, Grego. It may provide the means of saving the civilization of Atlantis.
Yes, if we are successful. If we are not... Well,
is it really so dangerous? Isn't a great deal of all this fear inspired by the fact that the men of Titan are so enormous?
No. Mere size wouldn't frighten the Atlanteans. But several times, peasants of Atlantis or a wandering soldier have strayed across the border. When they were found later, they weren't pleasant to look at. If we can get to the Empress, we'll be fairly safe. She's a proud woman, but just.
Couldn't we send word to her that we're coming? Inform her in advance that we want to sign a treaty, peaceably. Remove the necessity for her paying the annual tribute to Atlantis, which annoys us so.
If we could get the message to Luana, we'd be safe, yes. She'd do anything to avoid paying that tribute. But we can't reach her by television. They have no equipment. And the messenger wouldn't get 2 miles inside their borders without being killed.
It does look a little difficult. Have you any ideas?
No, none whatever.
Well, I have one. See what you think of this. They say the men of Titan are so dangerous because they're jealous of Luana.
Yes, that's right.
If we were accompanied by a girl, showing that we were not interested in their empress, would that help?
You're suggesting that Dale accompany us?
It's just a thought.
It might be just the solution we've been searching for. She wouldn't be in any danger. The Titans are proud of their chivalry to women. They might send her back across the border, but that's all. And it might help us.
Dale asked me for permission to accompany us. I wanted to consult with you before I granted it.
Yes, I think it's a good plan.
Fine. Then I'll tell her to get ready. We'll leave in an hour.
Is it much farther, Grego? I'm getting awfully tired of this chariot.
No. The border's not far ahead.
I can understand how you feel, Dale. These chariots aren't as comfortable as limousines by a long shot.
Well, I'll say they're not. Say. Isn't that a couple of soldiers ahead there in the road?
Yes, the last outpost of the Atlantean army, the border guards. Nothing to worry about from them.
We'll stop and have a few words with them. Pull up here, Grego. You too, Dale.
Right.
Halt! You can go no further.
It's all right, soldier. I'm Commander Grego. This is your emperor.
Your majesty.
Tell me, does the Empress Luana maintain a border guard?
Yes. Their outpost is around that bend in the road, Yana. There are six of them. They're certain to attack you.
Doesn't matter. Stand aside.
Yes, sire. As you wish. And Poseidon ride with you.
Come, Grego. Dale, we're going on.
It isn't far to that bend of the road.
No, just a few hundred yards.
Then we'll see what sort of reception we'll get from the soldiers of Luana.
There. We're rounding the bend in the road now. And there are the soldiers. Oh, good heavens, what monsters. They look as tall as trees.
Border guards are reported to be among the tallest and most powerful in the kingdom.
They're getting out into the road. Let me handle this. Everybody keep quiet now.
Out! Out where you are! Go further! Who are you who dare to trespass on the land of the Titans? I'll give you Atlanteans a lesson. Who? Soldiers! Quickly!
One moment, soldier!
Hold your tongue. I'll teach you.
I'm the Emperor of Atlantis, and I command you to silence.
The Emperor of Atlantis? Why, you puny little upstart.
Emperor of Atlantis, I say. This man is Commander Grego of our substrata forces. And this girl is my friend, Dale Arden.
I don't care who you are. Get down from those chariots and I'll...
Listen to me. If you harm any of us, your empire will be destroyed within 24 hours. I've left orders with my soldiers, but if we're interfered with in any way, our destructo cannon ought to be turned loose on the land of Titan.
The destructo cannon? By Luana, that would mean...
The instant destruction of every living thing in your empire. Now, if you dare to risk that, we'll get down. You can give us that lesson you promised.
Why do you cross the border? You know our soldiers have sworn to kill every man who sets foot on our land?
Yes, because you're jealous of your Empress Luana. If I had come here to ask her to marry me, to take her away from her subjects, would I have come accompanied by a beautiful girl?
Well...
I'll tell you why we're here. You know Luana hates to pay the annual tribute to Atlantis.
Yes, she does. And that's one reason your subjects fare so badly when they cross over the border.
I've come to your country to make her an offer. An offer of a treaty, so that she'll no longer have to pay tribute to Atlantis. I imagine Luana would be angry if she learned you'd interfered in that.
You're right. She'd be furious. But look here. How do I know you're not lying to me?
There's one way to find out. Take us to Luana at once, and let us present the gifts we brought, and place the plans for the treaty before her.
Very well. This is the first time in years that an Atlantean has come this far across the border and lived. If you are lying, if your errand does not please Luana, you'll die soon enough anyway. Soldiers, mount your horses. Release them to Luana. Please let them die. This is the postern gate. Remain in your chariots until I speak to the palace guard.
Very well.
Ready. Oh, ho, ho, ho,
ho. Well, what did he say? May we proceed at once to our interview with Luana?
You may not.
But I insist that we...
Insist all you will. Luana has gone to the south of the kingdom to inspect some new mining developments.
Oh. When will she return?
Not for several days.
Well, that's too bad. I suppose there's some place where we can put up, wait for her until she returns.
Oh, a place to stay. There is indeed. The prison. You'll wait there. Oh, soldiers! Yeah. Kill them!
Take them, what do you mean?
If they resist, kill them! Remember, they're Atlanteans. Come on, come on, come on inside there, hurry.
You're going to be sorry for this, soldier, as soon as we've seen Luana.
Perhaps. I'll take the chance. Now hold your tongue and get in there. Now you can wait for Luana to return.
Wow. This is a reception.
Frankly, it's a better one than I'd hoped for. I thought we were done for when those soldiers stopped us at the border.
Oh, heaven, weren't they monstrous, though? And so savage-looking.
Well, it looks like we settled down to a nice, quiet wait for the extremely hospitable Empress of the Titans.
I hope it's not a long wait. No telling when these guards may change their mind and decide to kill us.
If they do, there'll be trouble. I brought two Dissolvo pistols. I've been hidden beneath my armor.
Oh, good. That makes me feel a little safer.
Don't display them unless it's necessary to use them to save our lives. If the Titans suspected you were armed, our lives wouldn't be worth a thought.
No, I'll be careful. Just the same, if any of these Goliaths start trouble, I'm ready for them.
Be careful. The guards are returning.
Good. Luana may have returned to the city.
Well, has the Empress returned? Are you going to take us to her?
Luana? No, she has not returned. But her brother, Prince Nerod, has learned you're here.
And he wants to see us? Good.
See you? Not all of you. Just the girl.
Oh.
Come on. You'll accompany me.
Oh, no, I can't do that.
Come with me, I say, or it'll be the worse for all of you.
Dale, you'd better go. Put your hands behind you. I'll give you a dissolver and you can hide it in your cloak. It'll protect you if you run into trouble.
All right, Flash.
Here, no whispering. Come along.
All right. I'm ready.
Poseidon, go with you.
Come in. Well, come in, my dear. Come in.
You're the Prince Nerod?
Yes, of course, my dear child. So you are the young girl who came to our empire from Atlantis.
Why, yes. You see, the Emperor, I came with him. He wants to sign a treaty with your sister so that she'll no longer have to pay tribute to Atlantis.
A treaty, eh? End the tribute. And what does he want in return, eh? The rights to our copper mines, doesn't he? Well, we'll see about that. We'll see about that.
But don't you think Luana will sign? It means so much to Atlantis.
Sign? Sign away the rights to the copper? Give to Atlantis the means of advancing a civilization that already has been the cause of most of our trouble? Luana will not sign unless I tell her to.
But you will use your influence with her. You will, won't you?
I might. On certain conditions.
I don't understand what you mean.
You are a beautiful young girl. Wouldn't you like to be a princess? Wife of Prince Nerod of the Land of Titans.
Oh.
Of course you would.
Oh, but I couldn't do that. Oh, no, I couldn't.
Oh, of course you can. Because, you see, if you refuse, I might take a notion to order your friends executed, you see.
No, you can't. You can't, I say. Don't come near me. Don't come near me, do you hear?
Oh, but you can't refuse a kiss to the man who's going to be your husband.
No, stop. Stop, I tell you. Don't come one step closer or I'll kill you.
Here, put down that gun. Drop that salvo pistol. Do as I command. I'll have you killed for this.
Get back. Get back. Don't come near me.
Why, you?
Oh, I've killed him. I've killed him.
What will be the fate of Flash Gordon, Dale Arden, and Gregor when the Titans discover that Dale has killed Prince Nerod? Can they hope for any mercy from the savage giants who have sworn to kill every Atlantean who sets foot on their land? You boys and girls are practical, aren't you? You know that you'll undoubtedly have to take nose drops several times this winter. So why shouldn't they be pleasant nose drops as long as you can get them? Grove's emulsified nose drops do not irritate you. They're nice to take. It's almost like mother putting a little fresh cream up your nose, and you certainly wouldn't object to that, would you? Moreover, and this is what will interest mother, Grove's emulsified nose drops quickly check head and nose colds. Results are much faster than with the old type nose drops. But let a trial prove that to you. Ask mother to get a bottle in the house today. Come with us every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at this same time for further interplanetary adventures with Flash Gordon.